Jesus' gift was meant for them and is meant for each and every one of us. And Jesus continues to gift us in our lives, not only with his presence, but with all of the gifts that come along with his presence. I was thinking about that and thinking about the gifts we do receive. And it was almost like I could put them on levels, right? And it felt to me like faith kind of moves us through appreciating these different levels of gifts. On the first level, it's probably like all the tangible stuff we get that we're thankful for, right? Like, I love to bake, for instance. So the year I got the KitchenAid was awesome. I'm so grateful for my KitchenAid, right? And I'm sure you have things like that in your life. You've got the, you know, the toy you wanted or the skis you wanted or whatever it was you wanted, and you were so grateful. But then there's another level. And I think there's this level of gifts that we just take for granted, that we forget about, that we forget that they're gifts because somehow we start thinking we're entitled to them somehow. Things like health, which you're so grateful for, especially when it has been taken from you or you watch people around you not have it, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, I'm healthy. That's something to be grateful for. Our family, our friends, employment, running water, right? Like tap water. We live in a place you can turn on the tap and get water. How many times have you said thank you when you just put on the tap, right? I never do that. I should do that every time I turn the tap on because there are so many people dying in this world because they don't have clean water. We have clean water. And I say it to my kids and they get annoyed at me sometimes, but for our educational system, the fact that you can go to school for free here, and especially for girls in the world who are often not given an education and oppressed because they're not taught to read, the fact that we can like learn to read, right? All of these things that are just so ordinary for us and we take for granted, but they are gifts. And when we can learn to embrace them and be grateful for them, our whole attitude shifts. I'm looking at Joanne now, and I know that she works at the food pantry so much, and I'm guessing that that makes you so grateful for the food and grateful for all the people in our community who can feed people, because again, food is a gift that we have and a gift that we can share. And then there's another level, what I think is even the harder level of faith, but what God calls us to. That's when things come into our lives that don't seem like a gift, and at the time don't feel like a gift, but they produce gifts. So for instance, if this isn't like ringing in your head, it's something you understand. I was talking with a man recently who has a job he absolutely loves, like his dream job came to him, and he can't believe he's so happy in his dream job. But he said to me, if you had talked to me a year ago, though, I was so miserable because he had been fired from his job. And he said, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what would happen. But it turns out that losing that job was the greatest gift in my life because I actually didn't like that job all that much. And now I have a gift, now I have a job that I enjoy. What a gift. Now, I'm not saying losing this job was a gift. I don't think it was, right? But a gift came from that. Something new came from that. And if we believe in the power of new and the power of resurrection and the power of what God can do, then God can make gifts out of even the most hard situations in our lives. Again, don't get me wrong, illness, broken relationships, loss of jobs, all of those things are not gifts. But God can bring gifts out of them. But it's really hard to feel that way sometimes, isn't it? As children of God, it is what we are called to hold on to the hope of the promise that Jesus gives us. We have a God, after all, who died. Who died for us. Now, I cannot go so far, and I know we resurrection that came after is a gift. It shows us the power of new life and hope. And that is what Jesus brings us. So as we head into a new year, and you make yourself resolutions or promises, do people still do that? Do it, you'll probably break them, it's cool. But also add this one. To look every day for the gifts that you have been given in your lives. The easy ones to see, and then maybe even the not so easy ones to see. What if every day we pray for in those hard situations in our life for God to bring out something new? Because God will and God does. That is God's gift to you. Now, to help you focus in the new year, I have something for you today. I saw this and I thought it was so cool. I have word stars, because Epiphany is about the star. And they all have words on them that are gifts that we wouldn't even think about, like compassion and contentment and creativity. All of these things in our lives that are gifts, and we don't necessarily think about. And I want you to pass around the basket and take out a word, but don't search for a word. Right? Just grab a word, because I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to give you the word you need. Right? So just grab a word, and whatever that word is, I want you to take the little star and make them very big so you can put them somewhere inconspicuous. But put them somewhere you'll see them throughout Epiphany for like the next 6 weeks until we get to Lent. Put them somewhere that you see them, by your mirror, or wherever you're going to see them, by your work computer. And I want you to pray on that word, just that one word, and see how it gifts you throughout this season of Epiphany. Does that make sense to everybody? All right, so as we sing our next song, I'm just going to pass these around.